B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tony, he has immense talents. You understand why New England takes the risk, quote unquote, to bring him in. But what's the bigger message that you see in all of this?
Yeah, Mike, I coached 13 years as a head coach. Every year, my first message to the team was, we want to win Super Bowls. Yes, we want to be talented, but we've got to be role models. These kids in our country look up to NFL players and coaches, and I really think this sent the wrong message. I know coaches want to win, Rodney, but I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft. I think it's some point you say, we're just as an organization, we are not going to do this.
So Tony Dungy had it wrong last night. I mean, he had it half right. The Antonio Brown move for the Patriots is a disgrace. It really is. It's a joke because the player's a joke. And it definitely sends the wrong message. He's just blaming the wrong guy. Robert Kraft? No, this doesn't reflect on Robert Kraft. It's Felger and Maz here on a Monday. We're getting right into the Antonio Brown thing. Maz and Murray alongside. Tony Dungy had the wrong guy. It's not Robert Kraft. It's Bill Belichick. It's Bill Belichick, who I thought allegedly cares about the game and cares about the coaching profession and all of that. And I thought cared about guys like Mike Mayock and John Gruden. I thought he was good with those guys. So the worst part of the whole thing for this joke of a player and this clown of a player is you rewarded him. You're the one that rewarded him for his behavior the last several years. You're the one that said it was okay. In fact, it's not just okay. You're going to get a nice signing bonus. You're going to get upfront guaranteed dollars, which the Raiders wouldn't even give him. And you're going to get to play with the best team in the league. That's your reward for your actions. And that's on Bill Belichick. If I'm another coach, and oh, by the way, this ain't the first time Bill Belichick has done this. And by my count, it's the third. Because they did it with LeGarrette Blount coming out of Pittsburgh. And Marty Bennett did the same thing with Green Bay. So I think this is the third time they've done this. And if I'm another coach in the league, especially if I'm Mayock and Gruden, who's supposed to be Belichick's guys, I'm looking at Bill going, well, I don't know. Is there anything about the coaching community? Or I know there's coaches Bill hates, but how about his guys? So it's just now open season, Bill. Do you have any thought about your fellow coaches? Because what Bill is doing now and has done, and maybe this is where Antonio Brown got it from. Maybe he saw LeGarrette Blount do it. Maybe he saw Marty Bennett do it and know that the more unprofessional I act, I got a home in New England because they'll take me. And if I'm a fellow coach, I'm saying, really, Bill? Really? So that's what you stand for. So Tony Dungy was right. He just had the wrong guy. It's not Robert Kraft. It's Bill Belichick. That's my leadoff take on the Antonio Brown signing. He's a clown, and he's a joke of a player, which makes this a joke of a move. So that's just, I'm sorry. That's how I felt last week, and a lot of you felt the same way. Unlike you, I still feel the same way. How do you all feel today?
So can we say officially now that the Patriots have become what the Raiders used to be? That they've lowered their standards below what the Oakland/LA/Oakland/Vegas Raiders are?
Sure.
Remember that? Remember what the Raiders used to be? They were that renegade outfit that would take on every cast off and a-hole in the league. They were that outfit. They were done with this guy. They were done with him and you took him on. Now, look, so I told you I wanted nothing to do with him. I said this last week. Not after this latest act in Oakland. And by the way, there's no question, this whole thing to me, I don't know how you feel, this thing was an orchestration. This thing was, I think the Patriots tampered. I think they made it clear to him that you get yourself out of there, you can come here and play football. And so he did everything in his power to get out of there because he knew he'd land in New England.
So not only are the Patriots taking a guy that acts that way, they're tacitly encouraging it?
That's what I think.
To get out?
I mean, I think they tampered. I think that they told him, you get out of that deal, you can come play here.
So I don't think they're the only one that did it. I mean, the tampering is the least of my issues. I think it happens. I think they weren't the only team. So I like that's just, you know, the horse has left the barn on tampering a long time
ago.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you that the lengths that they went to get this guy, that's all. And that the whole thing that, you know, you want to say that they were complicit in it, they were. Now, look, in the same breath, and because I said this to you on Friday, I think this guy's one of the great tool bags of all time. I've never seen a guy go to a new team and then blow his way out of there before he really even set foot on the field. I mean, that's like unprecedented as far as I'm concerned.
This guy's a joke.
But on the field, the idea of him and working and Brady on the same side, I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't intrigued by it. That I think they could be compelling together. Okay, so on the field, I think there is that element to the story. But again, the Raiders, the lowest of the low when it comes to standards for personnel in that league, let this guy go and you took him on. Not only did you take him on, I think you encouraged his departure. That's what I think.
I hadn't heard that Tony Dungy sound until right now. And so this sanctimonious shaming from him, you, Shaughnessy. I got to say, you're actually making me like the move. Like Belichick should what? He should be ashamed for being bad friends to Mike Mayock and John Gruden, or the message for children in society? F off, please. Spare me, Nanas. Like, the hell with that. That said, I don't like it. Like, I don't like it from a football standpoint and what he could potentially do to the locker room. And I was in when I was last in with you guys Friday afternoon. After Friday night, the YouTube video nonsense with the airing of John Gruden without his consent, and I don't believe what he has to say anyway. Out. I'm completely out on Antonio Brown. Talent does not trump the trouble in this case. I think he's locker room poison. That is now proven in two different places. He's a selfish, me-first, narcissistic parasite. I want no part of him because I think he will ruin this team. And I think last night kind of proves, even though I was worried about the wide receivers, they don't even need him. So it just feels like an embarrassment of riches, a potential problem, because he's me first. He's about his stats. He's just not a good fit for this team to me.
So I don't care about the children. And sure, Tony Dungy, sanctimonious DB. I just think you got the wrong guy. You don't be disappointed in Robert Kraft. If you're disappointed in anyone, I could see a coach, the coaching community, being disappointed in Bill Belichick, and they do have a case. I'm sorry, they do. That is, do you care about the game? Do you care about your fellow coaches? Do you care about, and I know Bill does. I know he takes that seriously.
Does he? The guy who's not in the coaches union and won't be on the video game?
Yeah, maybe.
No, that's a good point.
I don't know.
Listen, Bill's into Bill. Bill's always been into Bill. Bill give everybody the finger if he can win another game.
For someone who cares about, I don't know, discipline and the way a thing should be run and the coach in command. I mean, I know that's how he runs his team. And I know that's where he comes from and what he believes in. Yet you will tacitly encourage, either after the fact or maybe even before the fact, a player being openly, an insubordinate doesn't cover it, will tacitly encourage a player to disregard his coach, his organization, just so you can get him.
Yeah, to undermine the whole operation.
That is. So, look, I don't mean to be like myself on the moral high ground, because it's all fair and love and war. I'm talking for a guy like Tony Dungy or John Gruden, another coach. Why would you blame Robert Kraft on that?
You wouldn't.
You would look at Bill Belichick and you'd be like, really, Bill? You know, Mike Mayock, for all the, you know, all the times poor Mike had to take one for Bill and the nonsense that Mayock spewed.
First round arm talent.
To suck up to Bill. And Bill's going to, you know. So, again, that to me is the issue. That's the one that I would look at. I'd look at Bill, not Robert, when it comes to that. Now, what's going to happen? You know, so now we're into the, you know, what, predicting the future, which you know I'm not good at. I'd say this.
Who is?
Okay. If there's any team that can get this guy to conform, it's you. Okay, so that's obvious. You're all going to say that, and that is true. If there's any team or any place where it would work, it is here. Let me say this. There's not many people on this planet that could come in here and disrupt what you have. This might be one of the few. This joke of a professional, this clown, might be one of the few people who could actually disrupt it on the other side.
Oh, I don't think there's any question he's capable of that.
So don't make a mistake. I hear all the risk-free. Really? Risk-free? What if it doesn't work? That's not a risk? Well, they'll just get rid of him. Well, let me tell you this. When you sign a guy for $9 million, it's a little less likely for you to cut him at the first provocation.
when you sign a guy and you give a guy $9 million up front, I guess we just learned today it's actually split into two payments, which makes me feel a little bit better, but I think you gave him either four or five up front, and then the other four or five comes down the road.
Still, it's real money.
Let's just say it's $4 million. If they give him four or $5 million up front, they just wrote a check to this guy for $4 million bucks or five, whatever that is, that first payment. When you write that check, you're a little less likely to be one striker out. You're usually, give him another chance because we just wrote him a check for $4 million. Maybe give him a couple chances because you just wrote him a check for $4 million. That, to me, is the most surprising thing of the whole thing.
Oh, I bet you they give him more than that. I mean, in terms of chances.
How many chances?
Yeah.
If you said to me, they brought him in, it's minimum salary with all per-game bonuses based on him towing the line, like, okay, that's a Patriots contract, I get it. You just wrote him a check for $4 million with another five guaranteed coming down the road? Well, you're a little less likely to say one strike or out. So let's see how that flies.
Yeah, because again, whatever we don't, I mean, I don't know how much is going to go wrong with this guy, but a lot of it we won't even hear about. We won't even hear about it until we have to hear about it. So what I'm telling you is, whatever incidents pop up, there's more going on behind this. This guy's insufferable. He's insufferable, raging a-hole.
So I look forward to arguing with you all day, all season. At least what I'm saying today is exactly what I said last Thursday or Friday or last week or 5 years ago or whatever. You know how I feel about these kind of players. You don't need them. And you know what? No one needs them. No one needs them. And the track record of these guys winning at a high level is very, very poor. Very poor. And I'll give you the facts to back that up. So not only do you not need them, a lot of teams don't need them. And, well, so that's it. So what's going to happen? Who knows? I think 19-0 is on the table. I do.
As do I.
I do.
I'm not even kidding.
Me too.
And I'll tell you what.
After last night, I do feel that way.
As, you know, if...
After the weekend.
If I'm going to have to watch this puke and listen to this guy every week, then you might as well go 19-0, because at least that's a good story. And I would say, all this whole run, this 20 years, you've got one last piece of unfinished business. One. And that's 19-0. So you might as well go 19-0. And that's the cost of having to look at this guy. Because make no mistake, he's a joke. He's a joke. And it's a joke of a signing. And it's a joke of a situation. But it ain't Robert's fault. Look at Bill. And I'm a fellow coach. I'm looking at Bill. Okay, so that's where we're starting. Your reaction right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
They lost it. Let me see.
Look at Adam Schefter.
The Raiders free! Bro, oh, my God! The freedom bell ring got me fly like a free! Fly like an eagle! Let's go! Free! Let's go! Oh, free. Oh. Oh. Grandma, they free me! They free me, Grandma!
I told you I'm gonna work out!
Ah, God is the greatest.
Yeah, enjoy this guy. I like the Instagram post that he had yesterday, too, with the pile of money in the Patriots jersey. Business is booming.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's, man. I love that. That's great. I love rooting for those kind of guys. I've always really liked those kind of guys. That's great. No, that's just what the team represents.
And it's not like he was on a bad team or was in like a truly bad situation. The guy got to, like, he was on that team in 2010, right? When they get to the Super Bowl against Green Bay?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's been in winning situations. This wasn't like Randy Moss on those bad Raiders teams. And granted, he quit on those, so that was a bad look. Or even Corey Dillon on those bad Bengals teams. And they just wanted to come here and win. But he's just an a-hole. He's the worst of the worst.
Oh, the worst. The absolute worst. Oh, yeah. If you want to compare him to Randy Moss and Corey Dillon and these guys.
I don't think that's a fair comp because of their situations. Agreed. Where they were.
I think there were nuance to all those guys. Randy Moss, I think on the field, I stand by everything I've ever said. I don't think he was a competitor. I didn't like him on the field. Off the field, if you watch him on TV, he's got a considerate side to him. Okay, and so I think Randy Moss did have a side to him that you could reason with and may have been misunderstood a little bit. Corey Dillon clearly had a little bit of football left and had a chip on his shoulder that you were able to take advantage of. Yada, yada. I think you can sort of talk away any of those situations. Rodney Harrison, when he came here, was totally misunderstood. Haynesworth wasn't. He was what you bargained for, and you got rid of him in six games because you had no financial commitment to him. This one's different. You just guaranteed him $9 million. You just wrote a check for $4 million to the guy. If he shows up late to a team meeting tomorrow night, you're not going to cut him because you just wrote him a check for $4 million. So, no, this is the next level. And Murray said it before, you don't need him. And the only thing I'm convinced of is that everything I said last week, I'm going to say today, unlike you. And I've been saying this for weeks, for months. Throw it more to Philip Dorsett, as far as I'm concerned.
Boy, he had a good night last night, didn't he?
I've talked about that guy for over a year.
Kid doesn't drop anything.
He's amazing.
I don't get why he's not more in the circle of trust for Brady. He runs routes. He catches the ball. He keeps his mouth shut. He's there every week. Well, I don't understand why Philip Dorsett just... like, give me a Philip Dorsett.
Maybe that's changing. We can only hope. After last night, like to me, there were a handful of things that stuck out in that game. And the performance of the passing game was one of them.
But instead, here comes this guy. All right, your thoughts as promised. Nick in the car, go.
Hey, guys, just wondering, why are we holding the Patriots to a moral standard that the rest of the NFL is abiding by? I mean, you got guys kicking spouses and girlfriends in the face. You got guys breaking children's arms. This guy's kind of an a-hole on Instagram. But what about these other people that are just real-life a-holes in their life altogether? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, you don't think we hold those other teams to a standard? How much grief have the Kansas City Chiefs gotten here in this town, among others, for the way they handle their players?
See, I would ask the guy the same question, but in a different way. I would say, how come you don't hold the Patriots to the standard that you hold the rest of the league?
Yeah, right.
Like, all of a sudden, now what the rest of the league's doing is okay, right? Well, Patriots aren't doing anything any different than anyone else is doing, so it's okay. Uh-uh. He's got it backwards.
Anyone who signed this guy, other than you would say they just rewarded him for the most unprofessional, ridiculous behavior we've seen in this league in years. And they just rewarded him. Good job, Browns. Good job, Jets. Good job, Chiefs. Whoever it was, fill in the team. That's what you'd say about him.
Don't get me going on the Patriot way.
Except it's you.
The Patriot way is a myth. It's a myth. You know what the Patriot way is? A good deal. That's what the Patriot... And this guy's a good deal. And the relatively speaking, if he plays.
He's a better deal. I'm still surprised with the signing bonus. That, to me,
it was higher than I thought, too.
That, to me, is the one that's out of character. That is... You just gave him some leverage.
Mike, they thought they were going to get him before. They didn't get him, so they'd be willing to spend the money. They probably had the deal cut with, what's his name, Rosenhaus, way back when. And they told him, you get out of Oakland, you can come here. I'm telling you, I believe all of that was there.
We've got Bill in Framingham. You're up next with Felger and Mass. Jimmy, help me out. Line 7, please, as I froze up. Hi, Bill. What do you got?
Hey, Bill Belichick's job is to win. It's not to uphold the coaching integrity of the league. He could care less if he ever talks to John Gruden or Mike Mayock, two losers, ever again. If he brings him here and wins, he's done his job, and that's what we all care about is winning. That's it. Forget about the Patriot way. We want to win another Super Bowl for Brady.
Okay.
If this guy's no good, cut him. Yeah. That's all I have.
Yeah, right. When you just gave him $4 million, it's a little harder to cut him. You tend to give those guys a few more chances when you just gave them millions of dollars. If it was nothing up front, per game roster bonuses, etc., then that's fine. Week to week, day to day. As soon as you fall off the reservation, you are out. Those, the Patriots usually do. They didn't do this in this case. They just gave him $9 million. Four of it today. So that's a little different,
Mike. I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying they knew he was coming. They've known he was coming for a while. I'm telling you, I believe that they had this thing lined up. This thing was a bad job.
So fine, if that's the way Belichick operates, fine. There is a little phrase called "what goes around comes around." If that's the way you operate, you know, where you willfully, and I'm not sure that I'm not going there with Maz's, but you know, certainly the Patriots were waiting. So whether they encouraged him to act like that or let him know that we're still here for you if you act like that, or just if they're there. If they're there to sign the guy minutes after he hits the street, they're telling the world, blow your way out of town, ignore your coach, ignore your organization, act like the biggest a-hole you can possibly be, and you'll have a home right here. That's what they've done. That's what they did with Marty Bennett. That's what they did with LeGarrette Blount. That's what they did with this guy. And that comes around. Joey in Boston. Go, Joey.
Hey, guys. Question. You guys think that Brown's contract is any way a slap in the face to Gronk? I mean, after all that Brown's been doing this offseason, Bill was willing to give this guy up to $15 million this year and then $20 million next year guaranteed. And I never remember the Patriots offering Gronk, who was the most dominant tight end of all time, a contract like that. And I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons he's not playing anymore. What do you guys think?
So, I mean, that's the risk of moves like this, because then there's a risk of just sort of an undercurrent of
Edelman.
Yeah, I mean, so guys who haven't been paid over the years. So never mind Gronk, who's not here, but someone that's in the locker room.
Edelman.
Or just balls, targets. And not that you, I mean, let's say, I'm not telling you you should care about Philip Dorsett, but I'm just telling you that, so now he's been here a couple years. He's shown up every day, done everything that they've asked, worked hard, carved out a role, and now he's going to see less of the ball because of this guy who's done every single thing the wrong way. So now how does Philip Dorsett respond? And if you don't care about Philip Dorsett, you know, but I'm just telling you, that's sort of, there's the risk. And it's, there's these little tiny fault lines that you don't appreciate at the time that only become clear after the fact. I mean, there was no reason in the world why Kyrie Irving should not have made the Celtics a better team. No reason in the world. None that we could consider. And then it just doesn't work out. You go back afterwards and you say, well, the way he carried himself and the kind of person that he was led to this, that, this, and that. And the next thing you know, you're not as good as you should be.
And typically, they're in tune with that kind of stuff. That's the thing that you do, or you'd like to think they were. So I was just looking it up. Edelman signed, got an $8 million signing bonus. This guy got more. I mean, if you consider it over the 2 years, I know it comes in installments. But, like, if I'm Edelman, the other thing is, if this guy becomes a focal point of the offense now, if I'm Edelman, I'm pissed. Are you kidding me with all the blood, sweat, and tears I've given you? We're bringing in this guy?
I just don't know how they're going to react. You know, who knows? But that's, you know, people say there's no risk. Well, there is risk. It turns out there was risk with Kyrie Irving. We never saw it at the time. Mary in Manchester. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Mike. I was really shocked by the acquisition. But here's the thing. I mean, he hasn't actually played an NFL game in, what, close to a year now? So, and he was severely concussed at one point, and then he had frostbitten feet over the summer. I mean, in addition to the mental issues that we might be dealing with, I mean, there could be other physical issues that he's bringing to the table. And I have to think that he was watching the game last night thinking, you know, I've got to be on my toes because the Patriots don't really need him.
And does he, Mary, thanks for the call. Does he realize there's going to be some games where he gets three targets? You know, and that's just the way it goes? It's the way it goes for most of these guys?
So don't you think they'll massage him?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so you...
So this is what happened with Moss at the end, if you remember. And even Gordon last year, they felt this need to feed him.
That's why you sell a little bit of your soul when you do something like this. And it just chips away, chips away, chips away.
I mean, if it matters, because as Mary was talking, I looked it up. Like, first of all, everybody's missed, you know, a lot of guys haven't played a game in a year. He missed the finale last year. That was it, right? They didn't make the playoffs. And a lot of guys didn't play the preseason. So he hasn't missed that much time. And career-wise, starting in 2013, games played, only if you care. 16, 16, 16, 15, 14, 15. So he is on the field a lot.
Yeah, you haven't heard me mention anything on
the
field.
No, I'm just giving the numbers. That's all. I'm not. Look, the guy's an a-hole. I didn't want him.
He's been a durable guy. I like him more as a receiver than Moss.
He's a terrific receiver.
I think he's more willing to go over the middle. He's more willing to take a shot. He's a better route runner.
Can do different things.
I think his hands are just as good. Hard to be better than Moss, but
this guy can play all over the formation, though.
Tremendous player.
Yeah, he can play in the slot. He can play on the outside. You can do a million things with this guy.
Tremendous player.
This guy's a more complete receiver than Moss.
Just when he's on your team, you've sold your soul. That's all. Here's Murray's update. Back with more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Just your classic sports radio sort of thing. Opinion, phone call, commercial.
The stories of the day.
Claire, put the desk squirrel down!
In their unique way.
This is what we do.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Antonio Brown, during the week, actually sought advice from social media consultants on how he can accelerate his release from the Raiders. And this all started with him releasing the letter from Mike Mayock that he was being fined. He put that out on social media, which led to their confrontation. Now, Drew Rosenhaus, the agent on this, said there was a robust market for Antonio Brown. He's not lying. I checked around. There were teams seriously interested. And as far as Bill Belichick goes, he's always had an interest in Antonio Brown when he became available this offseason. He actually offered a first-round pick to the Steelers. Kevin Colbert of the Steelers wanted more, but really didn't want to trade him at all. So he basically went on and took the third and fifth from the Raiders.
We should say, on Wednesday during practice, Antonio Brown lit up the defensive backs, embarrassed them, had a great practice. And then after the practice, went to the Raiders and said he thought he needed to get an MRI on his hamstring because his hamstring was bothering him. The Raiders were very suspicious of that. They sent him home after the confrontation with Mike Mack. They told him on Thursday morning to stay home. And then Thursday night, Antonio Brown was supposed to meet with John Gruden. Only Antonio Brown didn't show up to that meeting. He stood up John Gruden on Thursday night. That led to the situation where ultimately he gets released and finds his way to the team that wanted to trade for him in March, but didn't have to give up anything in the end.
Yeah, so there you go. Fake an injury, blow up your spot, and we'll sign you. Now everyone knows it. And I'm sorry, that does come around eventually. Somehow. I'm a believer in that. I'm a believer in karma, and what goes around comes around. And that's how you operate. And that's why Dungy taking on Kraft to me is just silly. That's about Bill. And he's supposed to be good with Mayock. Hey, how much water did Mayock carry for Belichick when he was on the network? It was embarrassing. And then, I mean, so that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Bill rewarding a guy like this. Ah.
This thing was a bag job.
Oh.
Bag job. They had this guy, and they basically encouraged it.
I mean, look, they were in on him back in March. We have that audio of that phone call between Antonio Brown and Drew Rosenhaus, and you know, it sounds like they tried to offer a first-round pick. I can understand why Pittsburgh wouldn't trade him to a hated rival. But do you think that there was like tampering going on since that point? I just think it's obvious that there would be a connection because there was interest then. I don't think that there was like this nefarious thing going on, or like there's the one funny meme of Bill on a cell phone going, call him a cracker, you know, or anything like that.
I mean, I think they let it be known to Rosenhaus that if he could get his way out of Oakland, they'd still want him.
Yes, but I doubt they were the only ones.
Yeah, I didn't say they were the only
ones.
And
that's why I think they gave him the guaranteed money. There was real interest there. I think Seattle, Kansas City.
I bet Rosenhaus the last couple of weeks was calling around.
Sure. Look,
he's trying to get out of there. Do you want? Yeah, and you know, the Patriots were clearly there. And I'm sure when Pittsburgh wouldn't trade him, the Pats were willing to give up a first-round pick for him. And I'll get to the Steelers in a minute on this. But I'm sure when the thing fell apart with the Steelers and the Patriots, that they told Rosenhaus, who they had permission to talk to at the time, just know that if things don't work out, we'll be here for you. And that's all they have to say.
I mean, look, a guy who has discussions or communications with the organization, the GM and the coach, and then puts them on social media is looking to get fired. That's just, there's no other way around that.
You want to run that here? Want to run the really well done.
Oh, it's well produced, yeah. It was a good
video that Antonio Brown put out. Was it Saturday morning then?
Friday night.
It is the kind of thing Kyrie would put out.
Can we? Of course it is. This guy's Kyrie, but worse.
Or Manny. This guy's like Manny.
It's possibly worse than Kyrie. Yep. You just signed someone who's much worse, I think, than Kyrie. I don't know if they're going to run on the simulcast or not, if you want to sync it up, but here's that video that Antonio Brown released Friday night of the illegal
phone tapping. Like, never mind what an a-hole move this is. It's illegal. You can't, in some states, record someone and publicize it without their consent. And he goes ahead and publishes this. So go ahead.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, Cole?
What the hell's going on, man?
There's a villain all over the news, man.
Is Antonio all right?
He didn't behave like this before he started getting this money.
There's something wrong with AB.
Antonio Brown has been an absolute embarrassment.
Yeah,
it's a question of me being a Raider. Like, you guys want me to be a Raider?
Please stop this. Let's play football. How hard is it, man? You're a great football player. Just play football.
Yeah, but I'm more than a football player, man. I'm a real person. It ain't about the football. I know how to do that. I'll show you guys down in Delhi. This is my life. Ain't no more games.
Ugh, what an exhausting burden of a human being he is.
Seriously, though, do you want me to be a Raider? The question, do you want me to be a Raider?
The guy's an embarrassment. Stephen A. was right. One of those clips in there. That was Stephen A. The guy's a freaking embarrassment. So what does that make you? We just rewarded him. It's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing.
By the way, the
brutal.
The producer of the video was on Dan Lebatard's show on ESPN today and said that John Gruden approved the use of the phone conversation in the video before. Yeah,
Gruden doesn't look bad there. I can see why Gruden's not upset, and he's
Did
not.
That producer learn how to mix better?
Yeah, we could have used a thank you, Jimmy. Better audio.
I actually thought Gruden looked pretty good in it.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, man, come on, you want to play football?
He just sounds exhausted.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong there.
No, I thought I thought he was pretty frank and honest with him.
So, credit to Dungy and Harrison, and I say Rodney Harrison, because clearly, network TV, opening night, they want you to go easy on the team, and especially the owners, and Dungy went right at Kraft. I think he missed the mark. I think he's got to go after Bill on that, not Robert. But, I know Dungy's getting calls today. I just know that's the way that works. So credit to him and credit to Rodney Harrison. I gave you the Dungy comment where he's disappointed in Robert Kraft. Rodney Harrison followed it right up and didn't like the signing either.
When I heard about it, Coach, it didn't surprise me. I didn't agree with it because as a Patriot, you have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice finances. You have to sacrifice your stats. You have to sacrifice a lot of individual things. And that's the one thing that Antonio Brown has shown me, that he's not willing to sacrifice anything for anybody else besides himself, Mike.
So, you think he's willing to sacrifice? Will he sacrifice here?
No.
Who's sacrificing?
No. In the short term, and define short term however you want. 2 weeks, 2 months, I don't know. Yeah, it'll work for a little while. It'll look great. But there will be incidents. Of course there will be. The guy can't help himself. So, I was, chuckling today at this revelation that there's an option here on the contract for a second season, which is, as we all know, for cap purposes. But that said, does anyone really think there's any shot of this going on beyond this year?
No, this is the Revis deal.
I it's similar to that, Murray, and that's a good analogy. Someone said to me over the weekend, I thought it was a great question, really, weigh it out. What has a better chance of happening? Josh Gordon staying on the field or Antonio Brown behaving himself?
Gordon staying on the field.
You know what? To me, that one is like a total coin flip.
To me, and I've been anti-Gordon from the start. I almost want to root for Josh Gordon now.
Did you hear his postgame?
Yes.
Does that sound like the guy from last year?
No. I love the way he played last night.
Me too.
He was good last night.
I like the way he played, the toughness that he showed in playing. I liked his clear-eyed sort of, I don't know, honest.
He was lucid. There was a
post-game
clarity there.
I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, I feel like rooting for Josh Gordon, because next to this asswipe, he's actually a sympathetic character. Back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5. The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Filger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The initial dispute occurred Wednesday, and Antonio Brown ran a route in practice. Ben Roethlisberger told him to run the route again. He didn't like that. I think he felt like he was getting shown up. So he left the practice field. Ben went to speak to him after, but Antonio Brown left the facility that time. A number of Steelers, employees, players, even the team owner himself, Art Rooney, reached out to Antonio Brown, and he did not return any of their texts or messages. He did not show up on Saturday. He showed up on Sunday thinking that he would be healthy enough to play in the game and was promptly deactivated.
So now everyone want to have a meeting. They want to talk. He want to invite me over to his house. And it's like, we're on the biggest game of the, you know, of the season. You're saying, go home.
Think about playing with the greatest quarterback in NFL history. And he's a cool guy.
That's going to be amazing.
And I don't think we'll have any problem getting a deal done with these guys.
Yeah, we need that. We need that respect, that guarantee, that, like, you know, like, Robert Kraft's a cool guy, too.
Kraft is one of the wealthiest guys in the NFL, AB. So.
Yeah, I'll pull up. That'd be great. That'd just be, like, that championship talk.
The talks with them and the Raiders were not exactly smooth from the get-go.
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right?
Antonio Brown's not in the building today. Won't be practicing.
AB is a great Without player, us. But what we've seen over the last 6 months in his addition to Oakland, he's not a great pro.
I want to apologize to my teammates, organization. Enough talk, man. I'm excited to be out here with my teammates. Grateful for all the fans. I'm excited to be a part of Raiders and see you guys soon.
We're happy to have him back. And I know Raider Nation is excited about that, too. All right?
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Monday night.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Yes.
Raiders officially releasing Antonio Brown.
The Patriots are obviously a very solid, strong organization. They do things the Patriots way. They expect everybody to be accountable. They don't make any exceptions, and I've discussed this with Antonio, and he wants to be a Patriot.
Quick little look back at the Antonio Brown saga starting in Pittsburgh. Jimmy Stewart put that together. He could have had so much more, so much to it, so much jackassery from this guy. As bad as it gets, the worst of the worst, really is. In terms of just football-related crimes, you know, he's not, you know, as far as we know. And
no domestic incidents.
Yeah, right. So those guys are obviously worse. I'm talking about from a pure football standpoint, right? Professional football standpoint, the worst of the worst. I'm not talking about off-the-field stuff. I don't even think he's had any. Is he had any real off-field stuff?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, there's the chef he refused to pay that he's owed, you know, close to $50,000, $60,000 or something like that that he didn't pay up on that. And then there's some furniture throwing off the balcony of his home in the last year. No DV or anything like that, thankfully. But, yeah, no, the undermining of his teammates and coaches, like, that's where I have an issue. That's where he shows he's a needy, narcissistic child. You know, Facebook Living, the coach's speech when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin there, getting all pissed off because Juju Smith-Schuster was named the team MVP last year, and it wasn't me. Oh, me. It's about me. Wildly talented. But is football first for this guy, or do you want to be like an Instagram influencer, and it has to be about you and your brand and booming? If it's going to work anywhere, it's here, I guess. I'm trying to convince myself that he's just such a problem.
I mean, the fact that there's nothing felonious, right? You know, whether it's domestic, that's probably why Kraft's nuts didn't stand in the way of it. I mean, if it'd be a gun charge or domestic violence incident,
anything like Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, see you later. He's not here.
Right.
But there wasn't that. So Bill knew he had the latitude and went and got him.
These are football crimes. This is why, again, Dungy going after Kraft, wrong guy. Wrong guy. But it's been proven. You can be as despicable a professional football player as you can possibly be. If you can play, give them a good deal. You have a home here in New England. That's the lesson. Back to your thoughts. Sean in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. First-time caller here. I really couldn't disagree with you guys more. I mean, yeah, we know he brings the baggage and the drama off the field, but the one question is, does he give us a chance to win another ring? And I think he does.
Okay, I think you were the favorite to begin with. One, two, or three, you were somewhere in there. I had you in the Super Bowl anyway. I don't know. The Steelers? We'll talk about this next hour a little bit. We can certainly complain about the Steelers, but they're going to be one of the better teams in the AFC, I think. It's not even close. It's not even close. You don't need the guy. And these kind of guys don't win. They just historically don't win for whatever reason. Sort of weird. I'll give you the data on that coming up. But, oh my God, it's just been proven over the years. Of all the teams that don't need a guy like this, it's you.
I mean, Patriots fans are going to fall all over themselves on this one. Boy, are they going to look like a bunch of clowns. Because everybody was kicking the crap out of this guy a week ago. Less than a week ago, 4 days ago. Everybody was kicking the crap out of him. Yeah, we don't have guys like Antonio Brown. I mean, the whole thing, like, we all know that. But once he puts the uniform on, he's going to be the greatest thing ever.
But just the level you've won at with the antithesis of Antonio Brown. The fact that you want him, I'm surprised by. You've won at the highest level ever in the history of the sport without this kind of guy. With the exact opposite of this kind of guy. Yet you want this kind of guy? Why? Gary in Pittsfield, go.
Well, I think everybody's missing the point here. The reason why the Patriots are taking Brown is to keep him away from Kansas City. Think of this. Mahomes to Brown, would that make you one of the favorites for the Super Bowl even already? You already are. Might make you the favorite.
So, Gary, thank you for the call. Do you know in two games last year against the Kansas City Chiefs, the Patriots allowed 71 points.
62 of them in the second half.
In the second halves of those games against Kansas City, they allowed 62 points and won them both. Does Kansas City need another receiver or more offense? Is that their issue against you?
I was just going to say, if he were a great defensive player, I might agree with it. But I don't agree with it. I don't think that that's the only reason the Patriots brought him here. But again, so this is what I'm saying. What are we going to do? Twist ourselves into knots? You know why the Patriots brought him here? Because he was a good deal financially.
But, I mean, just extend it now. I mean, extend it to the off-the-field thing. If Tyreek Hill were available but considering going back to the Chiefs, should you sign him just so he doesn't go back to the Chiefs? Is that what you're doing now? I mean, since when do you run scared from other teams? Especially ones that you beat twice last year, including on the road in the AFC title game. All of a sudden, you've got to sign guys just to keep guys away from other AFC flotsam and jetsam? I know Kansas City's better than that, but really, that's what you're doing now. Come on. But we will be diving off the 10-meter platform, diving, double-twisting, triple-Lindy, twisting ourselves into a Bavarian pretzel to make ourselves feel better about signing one of the biggest clowns and jokes in pro sports. Whatever it takes. Ronnie in East Boston, you're up next with Felger Mass. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, I don't understand you guys. You guys are eating this guy up, right? And like, you're not even giving him a chance. You know? Watch what he does in Miami. Watch when he plays against Miami, what he does. I mean, what about if one of my receivers go down? Then what? You're going to say, I wish I had Antonio Brown.
I've never said I wish I had Antonio Brown, ever. You've never heard me say, I wish I've had this receiver, that receiver. You've never heard me say anything about any of those guys, ever. Not me, not this guy. What, Murray?
You could beat Miami with Brady with one arm tied, his throwing arm tied behind his back, and just hand it off to James Devlin. Did you even see highlights of that yesterday? They're done. It's a sinking ship. You have players calling their agent saying, get me the hell out of here. You don't need him for next week in Miami.
It is. It's unbelievable. You could beat them with Danny Etling at quarterback this week. And freaking take your pick at wide receiver. Gunner or whoever else out there. Forget Miami. Miami doesn't mean jack squat. They're going to blow Miami out of the water. The Dolphins blow.
We continue with your Antonio Brown thoughts. We have to get to some game thoughts last night. Patriots Steelers will do it in 90 seconds. No commercials. Just a quick update here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.